And now.
Right now.
Dawn Lemon.
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African American that comes from your own community.
Brought to you by AARP. This Labor Day weekend, join the Time Joiner Family Reunion as AARP discusses caregiving, healthy living, and nutrition. Learn more about AARP at aarp.org/blackcommunity. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. It is a great morning. And we have been talking about this for, I've been talking about it for a while, but just for a week, seriously, this is about Donald Trump and his outreach to African-Americans, to black people. And the reason we've been discussing so much is because there's not a lot of time to the election. So if you haven't registered to vote, what do you have to do, Tom? Go.
You have to go register to vote.
You got to register. I went to the post office. I had to change mine the other day. It's easy. You can do it online. You can do it anywhere. Just go do it.
You can
it.
Do
just,
it at the Allstate Tom Joyner Family Reunion.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Absolutely. So he got a lot of criticism, by the way, the way he has been framing his African-American outreach. But that didn't stop Donald Trump from doubling down in Akron, Ohio on Monday, last night, by saying some urban, meaning black neighborhoods, are more dangerous than war zones. And then he went on to say this.
I ask you this. Crime, all of the problems to the African-Americans, who I employ so many people, to the Hispanics, tremendous people. What the hell do you have to lose? Give me a chance. I'll straighten it out.
He's going to straighten it out. Straighten it. But then wasn't there a song called Let's Straighten It Out? Who was that?
Adamo.
That is. There is a new poll out. It's by McClatchy Maris. It shows that Trump has 2% of the black vote. That's up 1%. He doubled it since the last time I spoke to you. Mitt Romney, just to remind you, in 2012 got 6%. John McCain got 4%, and that was in 2008, and they did not make it to office. A discussion made for some interesting discussion last night on my show on CNN.
Here's the deal, right? So Donald Trump is a bigot. There's no other way to get around it.
Wow.
Anybody who accepts that, supports it. Anybody who supports it is promoting it. And that makes you a part of the bigotry itself. Now you have to decide whether or not you want to be part of the bigotry that is Donald Trump. You have to decide whether you want to be part of the sexism and misogyny that is Donald Trump. You have to decide whether you want to be part of the bullying that would allow him to make fun of one of my disabled colleagues at the New York Times.
That was Charles Blow of the New York Times in a discussion with Bruce Lavelle, who's part of Donald Trump's minority or African-American outreach. Blow went on to say that one cannot say that they put all of that aside in good conscience and say, I support Trump because he is the nominee, because I support conservatism over bigotry, he says. Bruce Lavelle said Blow's argument was part of a Clinton campaign narrative that they, in the Trump campaign, knew that tried to be spun.
I'm not part of the Clinton campaign.
Well,
I'm a black man in America. I know a bigot when I see a bigot. And you are supporting a bigot.
And I know.
And that makes you part of the bigotry that is Donald
and
Trump.
And I know someone that doesn't tell the truth on national TV when I see it, sir.
And I know this.
Okay.
A bigot is a bigot, and you're supporting a bigot. That makes you part of the bigotry, and you are part of the problem that black America faces.
Go, Charles Blow.
But that was the beginning. He said black people are not part of an algebraic equation that we need people to come and fix a problem for us. He said we need to stamp out systemic racism in the country and then start from there. And this is what we've come to, everyone, for the presidential election. An election that is dividing everyone, it seems, even African Americans. Those are two black men there on TV fighting. What do we have to lose in this election? That's a good question. What do we have to lose? Apparently, we have already lost a lot when it comes to civility and respect. It's like nothing I have ever seen in my lifetime. I can't wait for this to be over. I'm tired of talking about it. On my days off, I'm at restaurants and people are over me fighting, saying, what do you think about this election? One of them and then the next one. I can't escape it. I'm sure you guys can't escape it. It is, I don't know what has awakened this election cycle, but it is very disturbing and it's very ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very disturbing and very ugly.
Mm-hmm. Boat.
All right, Don. I'm getting...
What, Tom?
Oh, I'm... I didn't see you in Harlem Week.
What did you say?
I didn't see you at Harlem Week.
Oh, when? This weekend?
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
I missed it?
Yeah, it was great. It was
great. I was out of town. You know I got dealing with Louisiana, just so you know.